You're now about to hear some of the finest incidents that'll take you way back as far as the year of 1922 when I, Louis Armstrong, was playing second trumpet with Joe Oliver at Lincoln Garden in Chicago. And also used to write a lot of tunes. Here's one that's a beautiful thing called Tears, and we made that one for the OK Recordings. And as this record play along, I think I'm going to noodle a little with it, you know, for old time's sake, to show you how the trend of recordings and everything has changed. But you'll get a good idea of this record. It's a pretty thing. You just heard the recording of Tears, and I was playing along with it, you know, just for kicks and show you the difference in the lead and the modern recording and things. I'm gonna put the record on and let you get the way it was recorded. 1922, King Oliver's Jazz Band. That was Johnny Dotts, Honoré Dutré, that is, Bill Johnson on bass, Baby Dotts on drums, myself on trumpet, second trumpet, and King Oliver first trumpet, Lil Hardin, who formerly, not formerly, but eventually became my wife. She was on the piano, and Johnny Dotts on the clarinet, as I said. So here they go. They're gonna play Tears. Wait a while, what is happening here? Let me put on some juice here. Well, it's all that fun, but still not, I want you to dig how this was saturated. Do you get it? In the recording. See now, Tears and Facts, all these records that I'm about to play, keep quiet, Pew. Just lay it down for a second, I just want to explain this. All these records I'm about to play here, some of them were made as far back before my time, I'd say, in music. I have some here that's recorded way back in 1914 and probably a little earlier. And that was during the days of those horns, you used to record through a horn, and all those that didn't get into the horn, you just didn't hear them. That's all. I like these newfangled gadgets they have for you to stand around. They got mics all in your hip pocket nowadays. So you can omit anything that you didn't hear in Tears, you know. Just take it for granted and sum it up as a beautiful tune. I guess that's enough about that. Next number, please. Now, Pew, you can raise all the hell you want. Oh, yeah, just one more thing. I wrote the tune. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good old Goodwin in those days that was recorded on OK Record by King Oliver and his Creole jazz band called Buddy's Habits. Record by King Oliver and his Creole Jazz Band. I'm playing second cornet and all these. They're beautiful things. The title says here, I'm going away to wear you off my mind. Around 1922, all these recordings was made, I think. Well, yeah, let's try this one. Thank you. same setup is in this recording, such as Lil on piano, Johnny Dots clarinet, Baby Dots drums, Bill Johnson bass violin, and Louis Armstrong, myself rather, second trumpet, and the King, King Oliver, first trumpet. Honoré Dutré plays the trombone. He's a Creole boy from New Orleans, had a beautiful tone. He always played cello parts, which used to really knock me out. He had a bad case of asthma because he was in the Navy and fooling around and got shut up in the magazine on one of those ships. And every time he had one of them solos, he had to kind of pump something up his nose. But when he could do pumping, he'd really blow a lot of horn. Although he's gone, he'll always be remembered, especially by old Satch.